From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air Weekend. I'm Sam Brigger.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young.
That's one of the songs that convinced Jeffrey Seller to produce Hamilton.
You know what the most important decision I ever make is as a producer? What play to produce?
He made some great decisions. He also produced Rent, In the Heights, and Avenue Q. His new memoir is Theater Kid. Also, the new season of the FX show The Bear is now streaming. We hear from actor Eben Moss Bachrach, who plays Cousin Richie. He'll talk about his character's transformation over the years and what it's like to act out such frenetic scenes. And Ken Tucker has a review of a new collection of Bruce Springsteen music, songs Springsteen wrote and recorded from the mid-1980s to the late 2010s, but hadn't released till now. That's coming up on Fresh Air Weekend. First, the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Search and rescue efforts continue in central Texas, where since Friday, flash flooding has left more than 50 people dead. At least 27 people are missing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott told reporters,
"This is a 24/7 operation, day and night, because we know that we are looking for Texans and Americans, and we put them as our top priority. We will find every one of them."
More than two dozen children attending a girls' summer camp are missing. Disaster survivors say the dramatic rise of the Guadalupe River came as a surprise. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there were some advisories.
On July 3rd at 1:18 p.m., the flood watch was issued. Although it was moderate, it wasn't to the extremes that it was, that when the system came over the area that it stalled. It was much more water, much like I think we experienced during Harvey, exactly. The same type of system that was unpredictable in the way that it reacted and the way that it stopped right here and dumped unprecedented amounts of rain that caused a flooding event like this.
She says the Federal Emergency Management Agency is standing by to assist and engage in a timely response. Tropical storm Chantal made landfall in South Carolina early today, but NPR's Amy Held reports storm surge and flash flooding remain a concern.
Chantal made landfall before dawn near Litchfield Beach, about 75 miles northeast of Charleston, packing maximum sustained winds of about 50 miles per hour. Winds expected to weaken without the fuel of warm ocean waters, but as the storm moves north, the National Hurricane Center says it could drop several inches of rain, bringing flash flood risk to South Carolina today and North Carolina tomorrow. Life-threatening surf and rip currents are expected from Florida into the mid-Atlantic. For many, a disruptive end to the busy 4th of July holiday, when AAA says a record number of Americans are getting away, area officials urging caution to beachgoers. Amy Held, NPR News.
A new survey finds one in five Americans have slept in a storage unit. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the most common reason was because they were experiencing homelessness.
The survey by the comparison search site StorageUnits.com finds most people stayed just a few nights, but some lived in a unit for weeks or even months. Respondents considered them safe and private. But the storage company notes sleeping in such units is not legal, and now some cities have moved to ban it, citing growing public complaints and safety concerns. Despite that, some residents have argued people may have nowhere else they can afford to go. After West Fargo, North Dakota passed a ban last month, one storage facility worker told a local news site it breaks his heart to force out families with young children. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. When the picture of Dorian Gray starring Succession's Sarah Snook closed last month after a limited Broadway run, producers announced the show's $8.7 million investment had been recouped. Reporter Jeff London says plays have been big moneymakers.
To be fair, musicals cost a lot more money and take a longer time to turn a profit. But this past season, plays helped make the Broadway box office tally at $1.9 billion, the highest in Broadway history. The picture of Dorian Gray, a one-person play with a lot of video, was the latest to make its investment back. Other profit makers were George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck, Kieran Culkin and Bob Odenkirk and Glengarry Glen Ross, Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal in Othello, and finally, Cole Escola's farce O'Mary. It remains to be seen whether any of the musicals which opened this past season will turn a profit. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The North Atlantic right whale is a vanishing species. Only roughly 370 are known to exist, and this summer the Canadian government is taking steps to protect them. Besides ocean warming and its impact on the whale's food source, a significant threat is ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear. With a special focus on the busy waters of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, Transport Canada has now decreed that all vessels of 43 feet or more in length must comply with speed restrictions in designated areas to avoid collisions with the whales. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Fresh Air Weekend. I'm Sam Brigger. Terry has today's first interview. Here she is.
My guest was a key behind-the-scenes figure in Rent and Hamilton, two Broadway mega-hits that opened the door to new kinds of musicals. Each won a Pulitzer Prize for drama and multiple Tony Awards, including Best Musical. My guest, Jeffrey Seller, produced Rent with his business partner. Seller's own company produced Hamilton. He was also a producer of Lin-Manuel Miranda's first musical, In the Heights, as well as the satirical adult puppet musical Avenue Q, and the recent revival of Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, starring Josh Groban as Sweeney. You may assume that since his skills include raising money to produce shows, that he's from money, but he's most definitely not. His family was often broke, or close to it. He grew up in a neighborhood outside Detroit that was nicknamed Cardboard Village, because the houses were so cheap and shoddy. His father worked serving papers, $20 for each summons served. His mother worked for low wages as a clerk at a neighborhood pharmacy. The family couldn't afford health insurance, and Seller had serious respiratory problems. Seller has written a new memoir called Theater Kid that's a fascinating look into his own life and into different parts of the theater world. His life in the theater started when he was a child, and landed a role in a synagogue Purim play. After many stops along the way, he became a booker with the job of booking touring companies of popular musicals into theaters around the country. That work led him where he always wanted to be, producing musicals. He also writes about coming out during the AIDS epidemic and how terrifying that was and how it wiped out so many people who created and performed in Broadway shows, as well as a significant part of the audience. We recorded our interview June 17th. A few days later, on June 23rd, an announcement was made that on that night, a group of Democratic senators, along with Jeffrey Seller, would host an invitation-only Pride celebration at one of the Kennedy Center's smaller theaters. This was not programmed by the Kennedy Center. Seller was also part of a protest in early March, when Hamilton canceled its scheduled run at the Kennedy Center in protest against President Trump removing and replacing 18 Kennedy Center board members who were appointed by President Biden. Trump fired the chair of the board and took over that position himself. In a statement explaining Hamilton's cancellation, Seller said, quote, "The recent purge flies in the face of everything this National Cultural Center represents," unquote. Here's our interview. Jeffrey Seller, welcome to Fresh Air. Well, since this is the 10th anniversary of Hamilton, congratulations, of Hamilton opening on Broadway, let's start there.
Thank you.
You had already produced Rent, and Lin-Manuel Miranda's first musical, In the Heights. When you heard In the Heights' mix of rap and Broadway music, you felt a little out of your element because you hadn't followed rap. Had you listened to a lot more rap by the time of Hamilton?
No, I had, of course, become completely enamored with In the Heights. And, you know, that first time Lin sang Lights Up on Washington Heights at the break of day, it was so warm. It was like this Caribbean water that's just enveloping me. And then when, after that, the Broadway chorus came in with In the Heights, I Wake Up and Start My Day, my God, I already had the goosebumps. And in many ways, Hamilton was just Lin's next musical.
Okay, so since you